How did they change the color? So it's not like, why? Because there's the Rosh Nishitosin. That's the Rosh Nishitosin. In other words, because the Rosh says, the homokim nitarfinon bishino mare bimayim, hanidafke biyodua shenofu leia, avu yadinon vichazinon shenishtame bnei meo, lo itanuminon bifraseia, ilutzen lishlichi, el talinon bishino atine. So mele, it seems, the Rosh Shita is that the behemo, it's highly unlikely for a behemo, for the internal organs of a behemo, to be scorched by the fire, so mele, even if we do see shinumare, we don't attribute it to the scorch, to the burn, but we attribute it to some other things, to the diet, to this, to that. The same reasoning. That's why he says, Vein Eilu Elodimu Nevi'es, Elovad Leshai Behemo Klal. Atka. Now. Eib Shenof Aleyah, V'nechmeru Pnimeyo, V'nishtanu Halev, ונשתנו עליהם מקורקולום וקובד שדרקו מן הסדומים ויוריקו כיכר זה ליק לייק, גרין לייק ליק או ימיים שדרקו מיסירי כי the intestines, the natural color is to be יוריק, is a דימו, is טריף אפילו במשמע שנשתנו ואפילו הגיע לחלו כי שנשתנו מחמס מהכסש, סייפו מנוקיף והקובד אינה שינוי סבי אלוהים כי נשתנה כנגד המאי, דיינה בריש הדק שלהם, וכלה בפנים, או ימיירי כנגד המורו, או כנגד חומו כמחיוסו. אף לא ראה איכי ששימו, מפני שצר יסאו מגנס עליו, ותחו שיריקו בשמחהו. So that look is, that in the thick sight, so is clean, if ניקף, is טריפו, so maybe if it was scorched in the thick sight, אפילו רק משהו טריפו, שסייפו לנוקים. But this Seifel Inokim means it's not like the Seifel Inokim, I think, I mean, it's to be distinguished from the Seifel Inokim as the Seifel Inokim of Sirche according to Tesis Pshat. There it means that if there is a Sirche, so then ultimately a Nekev lacquer. But here the Seifel Inokim means that if it was scorched, it was affected by the fire, so that means that the tissue deteriorated so much that it is safer to be completely perforated. I mean, not just one nekev, you see. Over there, when you say, according to Tesis Pshat, that is, that Sirchos Seifel Inokim, it means that it's destined to cultivate a nekev. One nekev. But here it means, Seifel Inokim, it means that, let's say, if you have, now, so in other words, that it's safer to have, to become completely perforated, in other words, in a very short time, it will become saturated with nikovim all over, like you see. That's what it means, Seifel Inokim. Not the Seifel Inokim, as Teisve says, in regard to Isir. So in other words, because here we see that it's from the Rajbo, we see that it's considered like Nita. It's not like the Seifel. The Seifel Inokim from Isirche, according to Teisve, means that it's destined to develop, to cultivate one single record. So maybe according to Teisve, that also makes a trait, and that's a bit Kiddush. Mashenkin, this Seifel Inokim means that if it was scorched in the internal organ, if the truth is simcha at the thick side, so it's scorched and it changed the mare, so it's right that the tissue here is so deteriorated that in a short time it will become fully becoming, not just to cultivate one egg. So maybe it's considered as if it is nita already, as if it is, suppose, let's say, you know, when something is burned, so sometimes something is burned, it turns into ashes, a piece of paper. You know, when you singe a piece of paper, so sometimes it will turn into particles of ashes. And sometimes, if it's not burned completely, so you will see one piece, but it's completely charged and singed. But that singed piece of paper is considered like like completely saturated with the coffee. Because the moment you touch it, you'll see it'll crumple. It'll fall into tiny little pieces. So when the Sefer Inoki here doesn't mean like Sefer Inoki that the taste says in regard to Isilch. Here means Sefer Inoki, it is destined to turn into numerous Nikomi. I mean, this piece of tchor of the spleen, this portion of the spleen is destined to become filled up with Nikomi, not just one ekev. So maybe it's considered, according to all Gishen, it's considered as if it's already needed. Alright. Hodi Shino Pesel Bivori Meilu Dav Kri Kishom Kishom Zo Bishinuim Acha Sheshol Acha Sheshol Avo Im Sholkom Vechosu Em Arei Em Koshu Im Loi Nishtanu Ivori Meilu Veyir Acha Sholkom Vinishtanu Treif Kim Shenoflu Veyir Acha Sholkom. In other words, we're not Mechuyev to boil it and to see whether it is Nishtanu turns to the unnatural man. But if it happened that he did boil it, even though at first it had a natural man, so but then as a result of the cooking, of the boiling, it acquired the unnatural man, so it's like kimchen of rain. Ein yirokeis peisel bikovich alei. Bikovich alei. Kovi Shalim Baisi. That's right, the Torah mentioned the name of the Rashi. Sheyesh b'minei midborim. Shekol ha-midborim kveida yorei kikaras. So it's not considered anomalous. It's not considered unnatural. Noflo le'eya ve'en yodua im nechmeru b'nei me'eo tzlichom diki v'yuresek amol imibdiki asur. Resek amol imibdiki asur. Nimtso shinu b'echot midborim eilu afo pi shei yodua lono. Now, this is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh. So the Mechaba paskins like the Rashbo. But then the Rosh says, no. V'yeish machshir, kol zman, shu yadino yishenof lo leir, alo talino nashino bido barachet, diet, climate, I mean, certain things. V'yeish lisbech alay. So the Ramo is making it. In treifes shinu yivor meilu peisil el bein. Avo bibheimo, again, on that point, there is a machlek reshim. Avo bibheimo, ein shinu yivorim, eilu peisil, afil yodanu shenofu lei. V'yei sheisrim, again, there is a machlek reshim on that too. V'yei sheisrim, gam bibheimo, biyodua shenofu lei. Now you see, nimtzo shinu be'achot shinu be'achot mivor meilu afal pi sheyodua lanu shenofu le'eya istreiv. So how does it pasken? On that point there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh. So the Mechaba paskens like the Rashbo. Now in treif shinu yivor meilu peisel el abei avo bibheimo in shinu yivor meilu peisel after you done shenofo leia, after you done shenofo leia. So here the Rashbo is chelik. So how did the Mechaba paskin like the Rosh? When we went over the tour, so when explaining the Rosh, we said that the Rosh can be explained with Mishnosi. But we see that the Mechaba, he paskins like the Rashbo in connection with the case where there was a shinu be'echod mi'ivorim of the off. But we never heard of the oil falling into fire. So there the Rashbo says, we assume that it fell into fire. And the Rashbo says. And the Rosh says, no. Then we don't have TV to be chayshish. Maybe it fell into fire. And this resulted from being scorched. But we have to assume there's a shinu mavet because of a certain diet. Because of a certain allergy. These are losses. So he passes like the Rashbo. So we would be expecting the Mechaber to pass like the Rashbo in regard to the second question. But we see that the Mechaber, in the second question, he doesn't pass like the Rashbo. And he passes like Rosh. He passes like Rosh. Why? I mean, there seems to be a definite analogy between the two. In other words, because we see that the Rashba, in regard to the case where there was a Shinumare in one of the Ivori, in and off, but we never heard that they all dropped into the fire. So the Rashba says, we have to draw the conclusion that he dropped in the fire. In other words, we don't attribute it to other causes, other unknown causes. Climate, diet, this, that, to fat, to lean, I mean, we don't attribute it, the Rashba says. So in other words, and the Mechaber passes like the Rashba. So the Mechaber, who passes like the Rashba, that we don't attribute it to unknown causes. So, and we even say, even though we never heard that they all fell into the fire, we take it for granted. It probably fell into fire. So then he should be expected to pass that in the behavior, if we found a behavior that fell into the fire, and then we found the shiomara in the internal organs. So since he passes like the Rashba in regard to the case where the Shinu echod mi'ivorim in and off, but we haven't heard that he found the fire. So one could say, certainly, in the behemoth where he saw the behemoth falling into fire for a moment, and then we took out the behemoth from the fire, and then we looked at the internal organs, and we found an abnormal mare in those internal organs, then we certainly should say, this is a result of the fire. So still we see that the Mechaber here, passes like Rosh. So the Rosh is not difficult. Doesn't require an explanation. Because here we should not say, but why is the Mechaber? In Treve Shinu Yivori Meilu Peisil Lobei, Avo Vibhebo, in Shinu Yivori Meilu Peisil, Avo Yudano Shinof Lobei. So the answer, so then the Ramo says, V'yesh Yisrim Gam Vibhebo, V'yodua, Shinof Lobei, גם בהימו ביודוע שלא פרויה ונשתן אומר ואוכל לא so he says Rashba, but what's the chat in the Mechaber? So apparently the Mechaber holds that in view of the fact that the behemo, first of all it has started to lose, first of all it has the ribs, and the ribs serve as a protection against all internal organs, not only against the rain, but the ribs in the behemoth constitute a protection against all internal organs because they are covered. And then in the behemoth you have a thick skin. So in melee, we're not talking of a case where the behemoth fell into the fire and stayed there and was kept in the fire for 10 minutes, because in such a case it wouldn't come out alive. So it means it was exposed to the fire, or for a second. Because if it stayed in the fire for some time, then it wouldn't come out alive. So it's only shayach we have to visualize a case where the off or the behemoth stayed was in the fire for a second. So since the off the behemoth was in the fire only for a second, or even a few seconds, so on account of the thick skin of the behemoth, so what is the first thing that becomes victimized by the fire? The skin. So melee, it's so unlikely for the internal organs that are concealed behind two protections, first of all the thick skin and then the ribs, to become scorched by the fire, that even if we saw that the behemoth was exposed to the fire for a moment, so we should not attribute this change of mare to the fire. Oh. Alright, now this is... So, that's all today. Now, tomorrow, so we'll have to go over there might be one gemara that we didn't go over. I don't know. There might be one gemara. So you should go over that gemara. Dr. Ches, on Zion. I think that we did go over about Mishpi to Yemei Aleinu. We did go over, but if we didn't, so you should go over the gemaras that are the basis of this evening, and then tomorrow we will have to go over Siman Gimel Simen und Gimel und Simen und Dalet. Jetzt very small simon. Now, in Heim Bo, we are very covered. And if you'll be time, you should prepare yourself. Hola Pochas for the tour in Zion. For Simon Gimel, the very small piece of Gimel, that from Zion, in the pages, Shmuzes Ayat, Shmuzes Aregel, again about Agov, the Eiv, Nishbeu Agov, Nishtavu Yidei Abeino, Oy Afilu Lech Kechol Eidamre, Oy Shnishbitu Mikor, Oy Shiyesh Lo Gimel Yodai Im Koshin. Yodayim, that's the forelegs, and Raglayim is the hindlegs. So there is a basic distinction between the forelegs and the hindlegs. So in the hindlegs, in the Raglayim, so besides the Tzumis Agidi, Achilles tendon, I mean, right above the heel. So there is halacha that if the etzel. Was Vishba, so then it's dreifu, and the Atur Shin is in Gimor, whether it's only dreifu if the thigh bone was Nishba, but if the knee bone was Nishba not, or even if the knee bone is Nishba, it's also dreifu. And there is a machlokes in Hashem, how we pass, that's in regard to the regel, but the foreleg, the yad, so the halacha is nishtapo or shmuto is kshev. Now that we say in the medalev, Omer Avil Omer Rav, shmuta siya bebeim o kshev, shmuta siya bebeim treif, shmuta zgaf, the wing. So that's in lieu of the yodayim, in the behim, treif. Not because this is a treifa per se, but if it's shmuto, in other words, if it slipped out from its source, the wing, so then there is a reyese, and we are changed, maybe the reye was nikav. So according to Rav, it's Hashim Hashem Nikvarei, and Bdikin is not effective. Shmuel Oma Tibodik, Vichinom Rabbi Yechelen, Tibodik. Now there is another girl said that he's not Geres, Vichinom Rabbi Yechelen, Tibodik. Nafkimine is, if we are Geres, Vichinom Rabbi Yechelen, Tibodik, so even though the general rule is that whenever there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, so he will have Rav to Surah, and here Rav is a machlokes. He says, Hashim Hashem Nikvareye, and Bdike is not enough, so he should pass like Rav. But if we are Geres, Vichinom Rabbeichem Tiboreik, as it is in our text, so then there is a machlokes between Rav and Rabbeichem, so the halacha is like Rabbeichem, even be Surah, especially here, that Shmuel joins Rabbeichem. So that's why there is a machlokes Rishenim. Many Rishenim pass. That the Bodeik is effective, and the assumption of Paskin that we are Hishish for Nicholas Areye, and Bdike is not even effective. Why? Because the question is whether we are Geres, the Chinam Rabbi Echan, and the Bodeik or not. Whether we are Geres, the Chinam Rabbi Echan. Alright, this is the Gemara. Now, so Nishtabu Yedei Vabeimo, Oy Afilu Nechtechu Migamre, Oy Shenish Mito Mikorom, Oy Sheyishlo, Gimu Yodayim, Koshi. So we got a regel, so that was his if nechtach, certainly according to both Lashinis in the Gemara, in Beimam Kashi. So if it's nechtach, the thigh bone is nechtach, so then it's treif. And also suppose it's not nechtach, but suppose the thigh bone slipped from its socket, buke de atme di shof mituchte, so it's also treif. It's also treifa, but regarding the four legs, So, neither nishtapru, nor nishmitu, is matzil de meil. Oishin shal gimel yud. Mimele, since chisorein yodayim is not matri, so yiseres yodayim is not matri either. So, imeinu, v'etzem atzmi oseh. But the etzer atzmi is oseh, because it's either amdudo, so with Rabbunon, it's like, the more mentions the posik, but it's nasmachte, so it's with Rabbunon like even nachai. In other words, even though the iver was not detached, but if it was just nishba, it was just nishba, so mele it is a din of the iver amdudo, so it is oseh. So, and the score of even nachai. So that is applies even to your dying. Where it's matzmi osa, kishe nishba, yimenei ol bosa chif esrube, kashe mizboi o bezas Hashem, I mean, we learned it already, I mean, simen nun heyen, I mean, simen nun vov, simen nun heyen vov, simen heyen vov. So, it's the same aloche, the ofi ol bosa, but it applies to Yodayim and to Raglayim. But to Raglayim, it has significance in regard to the status of the whole behavior. Because if Eru Bosor is Chepenes Obey, so then it's considered, so it's destined to be healed. So it is considered as if there was a fracture in that bone, and then it was placed in a cast, and it was healed. So if Eru Bosor Chepenes Obey, even though it wasn't healed as yet, so it's considered as healed. So really, if it's considered as healed, so it's not Matriv if this happened. If the thigh bone broke, was fractured, and it's Eru Bosor, Chifnes Rubei, so it's not considered like Nishtaber, if Eru Bosor, Chifnes Rubei, because it's destined to be healed. So it is just as if it was healed already. So the melee, if it happened in the thigh bone, so the behemoth in its entirety is not Revo, and if it happened, in the yard, so some melee that etzem is not osa, because it's considered like not nishba, so it's not an Abraham Dugri either. V'chein meiv shenechtech oy nishtapru agapov abol nishmat mikorei, so the agapov in the neiv, the wings is in the neiv, is like the yard in the behem. Abel in Nishmat Mikre, Afil Echon Mehen, Chim Shishim Nikvare, that's the Gemara. So if Nishtabu Agapov, so it's the same thing as Nishtabu Yodom the Behemo. But Nishmito, but there is a difference between Behemo and Enov in regard to the case where it just slipped from its source. The it didn't break, but it slipped from its source, the wing. So in the Behemo, if the foreleg, the yad, slipped from its horse, from its jacket, so the behemoth is kshel. There is a certain sheet. But I mean that is sheet as yoch. But the sheet of most of Shemim is that it's kshel. Mashein came by law. If the wing slipped from its horse, so then it is uyach. So there is. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. So according to Rav, it's osea, not because of treifes per se, but because of the possibility that the rei was nikaf, and even if we are beinik, and let's say it doesn't bubble, so we don't rely on it according to Rav. According to Shmuel and Rav Yechanan, it's richam tiken, we rely on it. But that's only ligabe Nishmat Agapov, if the wing slipped from its jacket, from its horse. But if the Shtabra Agapov, so then it's Ksheiro Ba'eim, just as it's Ksheiro Ba'eim. Oh, now, how does he pasken? He paskens like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, because he has the same deal as we have. So maybe he paskens like Rabbi Yechanan. So he paskens like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, that it's not osah. But it requires big. Avu nishbat mikorei avu lechmen chayshi shem mikorei v'tzorich l'napcho v'beitko. Like Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan. Im ishleim o kshero v'im lav treyo. U bali ito kosav שהיא טרייב. דורי מהניה לבדיקי. ומהניה לבדיקי. So, the Bais Yosef says, look at the Bais Yosef, he says, V'kosvo harashbo v'aran she'yishmitas nisroiz l'garsinon v'cheinon rabbi echre v'had l'rav v'shmuel v'kan l'rav v'yisure v'chein kosvo balayito abor al divre yori v'arambam rovis v'chad kan l'she. That's what the Rashbo and the Ran say. So that way, what's the pshat of balayito? That by off, so if nishbat mi korei, so it is osir because of the possibility that the reyo is nikab, and mile b'dik is not in effect because it passes like rab, not like shmur, Oh, so that so far so good. But then the Torah says v'chein kosav balat rumis di bivata yikul mivei. So here he puts in something that is very strange. So first he says, he explains the balito and the basis that the balito wasn't geras. So the mele it's a machlek between Rav and Shmuel, so can't Rav be sure. So it's all right. But then he says, v'chein kosav balat trumes di bivadai ikul mivei. ומה שקוס רבינו בשם בעל התרומץ, לעשר, משניבד היקום ניבי, לא ידעתי מה יהיה ניקום ניבי לכאן. So this is very strange. As far as the Balitos for him, you understand? He passes like Rab, not like Shmuel. So Mimele, according to Balito, so it only applies to Shmutas, to agapov shenishmat mikore. If the wing in the north slipped from its socket, from its horse, but it doesn't apply to a behemoth whose foreleg, the yad, slipped from the socket, from the source. That not according to Balayit. Masheinke, when he says v'chein kosav balatrumeis, and then he mentions the vivada yikol nibei because the ligaments were decayed, deteriorated. So then, according to Balatrumo, it applies not only to Nishmito Agapov Mikore, but it also applies to Nishmito Yodol by Behemo Mikore. So it's two different chites. The Balito Shite is based upon the fact that he passes like Rav, and it only applies to off, to Mishmi, to Agapo. Masheinkin, according to Balatrumeis, because if the Korek slipped from its socket, so we assume that the ligaments were also deteriorated, so then it applies not only to an off, but it applies to behemoth. So then he says the Bais Yosef. Now look at the Bais Yosef. Umashi kasa rabbeinu b'shem bala trumo la'eser mishum divada yikul nibei lo yodati ma'i yikul nibei likam dichi yikul nibei diyad l'mitra b'boche. Where do we find yikul nibei? That we find l'gabei buke de'at melishof yiduchte. If the taibo slipped from its socket, not fractured, but slipped from its socket, so then it's only trade for the Gemara says if that's where you pass. If So one Ladova says that it's that if the thigh bone slipped from its socket, not being fractured, so it's straightforward without the ligaments being destroyed. But we pass only when the slipping of the thigh bone from the socket is combined with the deterioration of the ligaments in that area. In that area. So, but it's nothing to do with the yad. So you don't buy any equilibri can. The equilibri, the yad le mitre boche. We hook out of the name. The bivada in the quarry. U bodakti bi sefer atrumo, u mozosi, shekosaf kitvorai, viloi his equilibri. So he says, in the sefer atrumo doesn't even mention equilibri. And then there is something else that the Bis Yosef that the Bis Yosef doesn't mention. Monefshach, if it's on the base of Ikonime, so it applies to the Heino. And here he's talking about Nishmi to Gapov Nikore. Nishmi to Gapov Nikore. So that Kashi doesn't mention. But anyway, he says that Balatruma doesn't say it. Berek Habayis, now that's also from the Bis Yosef. Uvi Sefer Muge Motsosi, in Nikvo Reye, be mocking Ikonime. So in other words, V'chein Kosa Balatrume is the Ikel Nive. The Mahandle Dike, the Ikel Nive. The Ikel Nive. So in other words, so his gay race, so the Bis Yosef is gay race, not the Vada Ikel Nive, but the Vadai Nikvore. Vadai Nikvore. So in other words, so then it's mamash the same sheet as the Baruch. Now then the Tur says, before we go to the Bach, I mean the Bach explains this gears in the Tur. Now, Vadeni Ovizal Kosav the Rosh Kisvor Rishay. In other words, that if it's Nishmito, if the Agapo is Nishmito Mikhoi in the north, so it only requires Diket, but if we are baby, we blow it and it doesn't bubble, so Mimele, it's muta. So the off is muta. Then he says, V'yeishen, she'nishbar etzem ha'shlishi, ha'mchuberes l'guf, chen shishi, shemo nikvo oreye, u'tzricho b'dike, v'loy mihir. In other words, the yeishen holds that not only because so far the two mentioned that by off, it's only trefor requires bdike if it's nishmi to agap of mikre, if it slipped from its socket. But if it broke, then even by off is kshel. And he says v'chein biof shenechtechu nishmi to agap of, so it's kshel only nishmi to mikre. So then we are Shishemanikwareye. But if the bone that is near the shoulder, that the joint showing the shoulder, so broke, so then it's Kshayo. So the same thing, that's my name. And the tool before said that the same thing is Beof, in the Agapov, which is the agapov is attached to the goof, so it's like in the bone in the yad that is attached to the goof, to the shoulder. So it's kshayo. Then he says there is a shite she nishbar etzem ashlishi hamchuberes l'goof chen shishim shemo nikvo areye. He says, "Lo well, in here." In other words, that bein be behemor and bein be off. If it was nishba, if the etzem that is attached to the goof, so by behemor it's the bone that is attached to the shoulder at the juncture with the shoulder. So it's ready for not machasatz, but because of Mikvareye, since it's Nishtabeya, so mainly Chayach So it means Shayach that the edge, the broken edge of that bone, might be Menachem the Meir. Since this bone that is at the juncture with the shoulder, and the same thing would apply to the agav, the wing coming off, if it is the mokim, some of the group, so then we it's treif because of echshoshe shemanikvare, which is a big evolution. Now let's see the bach. Umashe kosa, v'chein kosa v'alatrumeis, v'mivada yikol nibe yikshe b'siyosef. Ma'i yikol nibe l'kam. ובדקתי מספר התחום מוצא של כוסר מתחייף עם שום שם ונקברי ולא יזכר איתו נבי עד כאן לשני ופי אני הזדהיתי דיינו די תוי בספר רבינו של כוסר בן מוטרי כן ראש הטיימס וכן כוסר בי זה וחוש ואין שהוא בא לתחומץ so the matvis the matvis assumed so assumed that the base A means Balatomis But we have to be able to do this. We have to be able to this. When the two wrote Rosh Tevez, they say, and when he said, the king Kosav, they say, he meant, the king Kosav Bala Mitzvah, the Sefer Mitzvah, the Hua Smak, the Kosav Lahachmir, the Bishmut as a Yad Bibhim, the Kosav Asher Dur El Hedin, the Zel Nishim Smak, Shmut as Yad Bibhim, דהיין רגל שלפנים, זה דבור רגל של נשמת אם כמחבורי נחטף טריפו שמו איקל ניבי נשמת גב בעיף טריפו שמו ניקבו הרגל שם ניקבו הרגל so the smart has his own shit it's a shit as yochi the smart shitting is that now you remember that in connection with the leg the hind leg I mean the raglaim of the baby So that two machines in Gemara and Beim am Kashi. So according to one motion in the Gemara, so only the thigh bone was fractured, so it's treif. But if the knee bone fractured, it's not treif. It's not treif. And then there is another motion in the Gemara that even if the knee bone fractured, it is treif. And there's a machlokes b'shanim how it passed. And as a matter of fact, I mean in the Mechaber, in Simen Yunhei mentions two machines and there are more passages lechon. So the read, the smak shite is that when the Gemara here says Shmutas Yad Beheimo is Kshero Shmutas Yad Beheif is straightforward. So in other words, so of course this can only accord with the Roshim the Gemara that by regal in the hind leg, so even if the knee bone is fractured, it's straight. So the male Rav Yehuda Marav says, Shmutas Yad Beheimo is kshero. Shmutas Yera Beheif is straight. Shmutas Gaf Beheif is straight. Chai Shinon, Shemo Nikvarei. So he says that when do we say, Shmutas Yera Beif. I mean, when you say Shmutas Yad Bibheimo is Kshero, so that means if it is, let's say it is a Shmutas Yad like at this bone, in a Beheimo. So if at this bone, so where the elbow is, that corresponds with the elbow in man. So, if the elbow bone was nishmat, so then bibehimo is kshero, and shmutas yera beif means if the knee bone was nishmat from its act, then it's so we say it's treifor, and masheinke if the bone. That is at the joint, that is at the shoulder, even in the yard, then it's straightforward, even in the yard. Because then it's the Gemara of Buke de Atme, the Shofni Duchte. So in other words, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Bukid Atme, the Shofu Duchti in the leg, the thigh bone, in other words, that's the bone that joins the groove, or the bone that joins the shoulder. So if it's Lip Vamitzaket, and if it is combined with the deterioration of the ligaments, so then it's Lipo. Just as the Gemara says, Ligabe, the thigh bone, that if it slipped from its socket, so it's only treifo, if it is combined with it will nive, not with deterioration of the ligament. So the bone and the shoulder also. So if it is combined with it will nive, so it's treifo. And when the Gemara makes a distinction between yerech and yad, so that's ligabe, the elbow bone versus the knee bone. But as far as the bone that is mechuba to the goof, so it doesn't make any difference between the hind leg and the fore leg. That's the shite of the smack. Alright. That a regular so if you just have been like a regular so if you share, Nishman became a kabura be katev, treifo, shemo yikul nibe, Nishmat gav beif treifo, shemo nikvo rei, vikach in perush nibe rabbeinu, kolem arubalo yito kosav shi treifo beif, yubahandu a digi, vichin kosav, visifra mitzvus, di treifo afimu bebehemen, mission to Hashim and legal living. And in the Rame by all, the Tami is because of the possibility that the Reya was Nikah. But by Behemo, it's also Trevo. Because if it's equal living, so then it's like Buket Atme Shabbituchte. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's the thigh bone, that's the bone that is joined to the groove, to the hips, or it's the bone that is near the shoulder. Mi uha bikosav b'sifra rabbeinu di bivada yikl nibe to usefer. Because why should we say bivada yikl nibe? Let us see whether it's yikl nibe or not. V'tzor v'rima uchal shilon yikl nibe uhimikta sifra rabbeinu kosav uvidi yikl nibe. In other words, u'baal ha-mitzvahs, this is the smack. Kosav shi'itreifo, u'baal ha-yito kosav shi'itreifo, ma'ino diken den, v'chein kosav baal ha-mitzvahs, sefer ha-mitzvahs, sefer ha-mitzvahs, u'vidi'ikl nive. U'miyuso, in other words, if we agere su'vidi'ikl nive, so it means, minastam, it's not treifo. But if we open up at the juncture of the foreleg and the shoulder, and we see that the ligaments are deteriorated, so then it's treifo. But mastam, not, because it's only treifo if it is combined with the konive. So he says, milaf af lefinis rezu, that we ageres u bala mitzvah, chayim kosa bala mitzvah, u b'di'i konive, so mele even by behemo it's treifo. And by behemo it's treifo, per se, Mashenkin by off, when the wind slipped from its oars, so it's not treifo per se, but because of the possibility that we gavare. Milach lifnei yisrezu, kivdei lo nipkiin treifo misofi, dishemo yitonide. So in other words, we say lo ino nipkiin bidike, so memele even if we are geris, uli yitonide, so on a practical level, it will be the same thing, because we don't rely on our bidike. Yishuv, bo yisi b'seif da yosho. Yishuv, 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 yishuv. So he also says that in another manuscript, so the whole expression of body of the nive is missing. Now, and not even the nive is missing. So, just the nive. What about us? The nive was a place. So then we can believe it, and we can know what's going on. And then we can explain the way the religion will explain it, and then the why. But he says, but whatever the two men, what is the two, had reference to the Balatonis, the melee. The name of the real thing is not the body of the nive yet, not the nive yet. But the nikapareye, or the two, had references not. So whatever the two had in mind,
whether it's Makshikin, I don't know yet, but it's Makshikin.
Regardless whether the two
is referring to this Makshikin. Do you think when you
refer to this Makshikin, I shall do it?
Because you have. My Makshikin, you know.
So who's on the phone is the smart?
Remember that the last one was right there.
To what I said before. The elbow bone slip
from the socket, the tail, my joint, the bone, and the shoulder slip from the socket.
So then it's like, look at that, man, like the thigh bone that slip from
the socket.
The juncture of the group, because Shmuta Zagav and the juncture of the group is certainly not reconciled, but it's only could be trade for Machmas Nikolasare, and then with most machine possible, like Shmuel Zavetanen, that if we are able to be going to find in the given Reine, so then fine, Machete, by Shmuta, Hayat, the dream of the Etzema Elie,
Shmuta, so there is reconciled.
Fine. Aber wenn man jetzt getrunken hat, wenn man hat einen Treffer, dann wollte ich ihm schon mal nicht vorher, aber es hat auch einen Treffer, der nicht von mir weg. Und die Dome, wenn man keinen Treffer, ist so viel Dürme nicht von mir weg. Weil ich sage, die Dame Kuba, ja, aber ich habe, ich habe einen Verbeimer, und es wird noch nicht gemacht. Die rote Kamera macht mir, ich gucke ab, ich habe mich durch den Treffer, die nicht von mir weg. Und dann darf ich gedacht, und dann darf ich den Treffer. Da habe ich die Idee, wenn man treffen, von Namen bin ich mit und von mir weg. So ich habe gesagt, der Atmel, ich bin mir ruhig, die habe ich schon mit durch die Geschehre, auf mein Sporen und die von mir weg. Was ich denke, mit dem Behemo, die treffen, die von mir weg gut, die lecken mir die Mädchen noch her. Wie darf ich die Behemo? Aber wenn ich nicht treffe, ist mir das Atmel. Boah, wenn ich von der Wind schlägt von mir so, von der Mokke, von der Mokke, von der Mokke, so dann ist es nicht die treffen, ist mir das Atmel, ich kann nicht das machen. אלו מי שמקולס דרי, זה כי דעת הסמאד אשר עדו רנים שאנחנו. אוהב. זה. ומה שקוסף, ועדי לא בידעו לבח, קוסף לסבור ושאינו, פירש סבירו להם, דיבי בבהים ובין בין פושר. אפילו מיש פתאום לי קורא, אלא דבי יפצור קריט לי קורא. ומה שכוס אביה שקלים שניש ברצם השלישי? Now this is another sheet, and that should not be confused with the sheet of the smack, because the sheet of the smack has reference to שמוטס, היד, and the עצם האלה. And this has reference to a fracture of the עצם האלה. Two separate questions. So the smack only says, that it's trained from his adatmo, if the etzem o'elien was nishmach of getribure, then and mikali, nikali, so then it's trained from his adatmo. But suppose the etzem o'elien, suppose the etzem o'elien was fractured at the juncture with the roof, then the smart doesn't say that it's trained from. But there is a shite that if the etzem o'elien, that is mechuba to the roof, was fractured, then it's trefor because of the possibility of mikvarei. But that's another sheet. So we shouldn't confuse the sheet of the smart with the sheet of the ancient. Now, the bad, umashi kosa the ancient, dipshi nishbar etzmashlishi. Etzmashlishi means because you have
you have three joints. Why is it called that smash lishi? There are many, many more bones than three bones. But God, he calls it, that's a smash lishi, a combination, or a group of bones together, he calls one etzem. But there are many more bones. So in other words, you have three joints. So you have one joint at the bitchilas hayad, and then you have another joint, you have at the elbow, and then you have the third joint where it's mechuba to the shoulder. So he calls it etzem ha-shlishi. But so if the etzem ha-shlishi, so he says, umashi pasav yishim shini barat ha-shlishi, small as soon as possible is my name. Ramotra, al shim ravyo, bitaymei, dichayichet ibidheim ha-yichilut benishtabu nishmitu, yodeo, bicholim shiro, ochanam ebeid, bicholim yem, חיישי של ניקולס הרי, הוא מסליס את זה אילו שירס בי, נשתבו אגפי או מהיר את רוח את מה, ועל שם רבן כוסף, אוי, זה אפילו ברוח את מה, אם מצווה האדם בצלויס, אין לי כושר או עדיקס הרי, הוא מפורש למסליס את מחשב בדיקה בצלויס, אם האדם מצווה שם שם, אבל מצווה שם אדם, צורך לבדק בראי, לכן כוס רק בי סשע, וזו שם, קודי כושר חנן לילה כשנית ברוח את מיד נגיד כתורי, ומקום בו כמצורת בעין בצלוי, מצרר אדם, יש רוחש נקים לסרעי, מצורת בלתי קרעי, ומיש במאמן כמחבורי, ומיש מתגפו, נפשרעי, so... Alright, now, let's see the... ידי הבן המניקון, אוי שנשתב, אוי נחתך או מגמרי, אוי שיש לו דימו ידיים שייך, אבל הוא עצם הניש בעצמי, אם מיד למיילות מהשבירה, עושה כשנשבע, בקוז הבן ורמדו לו, או זה בקוז הבן ורמנחי, אם הנה הוא בוסו חיפני סרובי, בו תפעיר הוא בוסו חיפני סרובי, so then it's not even considered like נשבע, ויש מטריפים גם הבהינו עם נשבע, שהריטורי והגוי סמיים, שהריטורי והגוי סמיים, בית פוסקי. אוי מיש בארסו סומך ליבור, הגוי סושרי פרק המקשת. So there are more mentions here two cheaters, but it's two separate cheaters. One, there is no logical connection between one and the other. ויש מטריפין גם הבהמו, גם הבהמו היא נשמעת, so that's the shite of the smack. Sharidure agrees with the chiti. So in other words, so that is based upon the fact, as the Bach explains it, because the smack shite is the chmutas hayad, if it's combined with ikonibe, and even nastam. We are Heshish, maybe it's only they, so it's written for that. Mishbat some of the good. Even the behemoth, the Taglisosh, the Pelikam Kashio. So there it's not because of the trade in Sadat. That is because of Shemoni Kvare. So it's two separate jites. From the Roshan of Ramo, it's Mashma as if it's one jit. But we see that it's two separate jites. But the reason as to why he combined it, because the Mechaba Pastin, בין in the case of נשמת היד, that's it's כשהו, and בין in the case of נשתבר היד, that's it's כשהו. So ממילא, he mentions, ויש מטריפים גם הבהמו אין נשמת, so then it says שרידורי, so, and then he says, הוא נשמע סוף הבריגות, נגו איזו שכן. Why does he mention other פוסקים? Because if it had been the same sheet, he wouldn't mention other פוסקים. It's two separate sheets. The מטריפים גם הבהמו אין נשמת is based upon the sheet of נגו איזו שכן, and הוא נשמע סוף הבריגות, is based upon the sheet of that one. Is based upon the sheet of the smack. Because he holds that just as Gemara says, look at the art of the shop in Tuchten's phrase, equally late. So the same thing, if the bone and the juncture with the roof was Nishmat and Nikonibbe, it's also prayed for, and then Nishmat, some of the roof, that's not Mahmasat's made, but because of the possibility that we cover it. ויראים, אוי נשבע סומך לגוף, ויראים שנצחר אדם, that נצחר אדם
wir reden zwar die Feis, nicht was aber gut, nat nicht mal. Wir reden schon nicht zwar da, mehr über mit zwei ist. Et die Rips, sie reden schon auch bei Hamako Techa Guf. Wir auch in euch. So na boi zu sehen, if it's nicht was aber gut. If the fracture occurred here, and then we see that there is clotted blood, clotted blood behind the ribs here at the shoulder. So in Meile we have to be chenshesh, since the bone broke, and there is clotted blood, maybe. So in other words, how is the clotted blood? Apparently it was bruised. But the fact that there was a bruise at the slice is not part of the payment. But since we see that the broken bone brought about a bruise in that area, otherwise you wouldn't have a clotted blood. So we have to make a change. Maybe it perfectly punctured the long tool, I mean, because it's very close. So that's why it's right. So only the Ochano, aber die Lochisch Lose, calls manche Range in Itzrachada, the Itzovik. But only if we see clotted blood there. So the mainly we have to be Cheshish. We see that this fracture brought about a certain bruise in the Tzlois area. Maybe this fracture punctured the Reetu. This bone punctured the Reetu. So, but if we don't see any clotted blood, not that's in regard to nishba somachligu. But if nishma somachligu, if it's mitzvah mitzake, then it's not necessary to have mitzvah. V'chimei im nechdechu im nishperu agapo kshel afilu nishperu somachligibure ligu v'hu sheshobar etzem achitzi. So when we say that Beif, even if Nechtechu or Nishberu, Agapopso is Ksheiro, even if it was broken, fractured at the juncture, close to the juncture of the group, so that's only if Shever Etzem Achitzei does not have a point, does not have a nukitz, a sharp point. Shimo Yabuyukets, the body correct. So even the Mechaber, that's even the Chuvis, that's the Chuvis Rajba. So in other words, if, let's say, in the north, if the Shever Oetzer, Achitzin, that is some of the goof in the Agapa, so has a sharp edge, sharp point, so then we have to be reading the Reyeh, because since he said the sharp edge, so maybe it's very likely that with this sharp edge it will puncture. This sharp edge will puncture long. So even the Rashba is made in such a case. V'yeshesri in nishbar somach liguv v'yomrim the dinei kishot. So in other words, so then we have to be cheshesh. Maybe it was nikavarei. V'aminika poshut. Now the question is, so what is considered somach leguf? What is not considered somach leguf? The Mechaber passes that by off, that even by off, even if it is nishbar somach leguf, so then it's kosher, unless it has a sharp point. But if it doesn't have a sharp point, then even if it's somach leguf, even if the etzem in the wing, so was nishba, somach leguf, so it's kosher, and we don't even have to be bathing the rain. And if it has a sharp edge, so all we have to do is just to be bathing the rain. That's all. This is how the Mechaber passes. So then he says, V'yeshe is a isle. In nishba, somach leguf, v'ein el dine kishomut. What's the aloche? If it is shomut, so then the Gemara says that the whole apoches we have to be bathing the rain. Either we have to bathing the rain, and the case effective, or it's a soul, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. But that only the Gemara mentions in connection with Nishmut Agav. But in connection with Nishmut Agav, so it's Gshelo. But there is a shite that say that when does the Gemara distinguish between Nishbar Agav and Nishbar Agav if the Nishbar was not something, but away from the juncture with the goof. But if the Nishbar of the wind was some of the goof, then it is the same thing like Nishbar Agav. Then it is the same thing like Nishbar Agav. So then the question arises, according to the shite, what is considered some of the goof? What is considered some of the goof? והמינג הפושט שלא אדו נשאי את תריך את הגודו אפילו בצמצו איסקושה. In other words, if the fracture of the wing is that distance removed from the goof, so then איסקושה. But if the distance between the fracture of the wing and the goof is less than the width of the agudu of the thumb, then it's considered tzomchut. So he says, afilu b'tzimtzum kosher. Suppose that the fracture is just exactly the width of the thumb removed from the goof, so then it's kosher. But only if it's removed less than the width of the thumb. אם בוישריה שמצחר אדם מעבר לצלויס. So in other words, you see, it's two separate רמוס. The first רמו, he says, אוי נשבר ויש מטריפים, נשבר סומך לגוף, תזדגו יסושרה, וראים שמצחר אדם מעבר לצלויס, שראים שעוב רמת עתיך הגוף. So that applies into Beimo. So as far as Beimo is concerned, We are only Chesheish if we find clotted blood. So then we are Chesheish since there is a fracture and there is clotted blood. So obviously there was a bruise form. Maybe the Shever was Menachem Derei as well. But if we don't find clotted blood, we're not Chesheish. That's the Yabi behavior. Masheikei, Ligabe, or, so even without finding clotted blood, if it is Somech Liguf, so then we are Cheshish, because the Shever in the wing is itself Ereyese, maybe there is something wrong in the lung. So Mele, even without clotted blood, but when do we say that agev? So we have to be chayshish nikvareye if the shever and the agev in the wing were some of the wood. But if it's not some of the wood, then there is no special reyese, even though masheike, if we find part of blood, so the same chumre that applies to behemo applies to our bones. So by off we have two chumre. One chumre that we have by off that applies to behemo. So what is the chumre that applies to behemo? In other words, that if it's nishbar some of the good, even though it's not so close with the width of a thumb. So, and if we find clotted blood, so then we have pechishish. Maybe the same shever that brought about a bruise in that area punctured the ray as well. So that chumra we apply even if it is not within the width of the thumb. Masheinke, if it is within, if the shever of the wing is within the width of the thumb from the goof, then we have a special chumra ligabio. So that's why the Rambam says, "V'amin ha'poshut shelo ov nishayet v'chlagot lafu v'tzimtzum." It's kosher only if it is so close that it's less than the width of the tongue. So then we are cheshish. Even without clotted blood, But if it's close to the goof, the shever in the agam is close to the goof, but not so close, it's more than the width of the thumb from the goof, so then we are only cheshish under the same circumstances that we are cheshish under the emo. And what are the circumstances of cheshish under the emo? Only if we find clotted blood. So then we are cheshish, maybe this edge, the broken edge, itself puncture the lungs. So we only have to be cheshish if we see clotted blood, so we see that it caused the bruise. But if we don't find clotted blood now, אבל אם יש ראש נצחדם אבל נצלויץ, אבל יחי של זה הוא מכשיר עם מסתום. ואין חילוק אם איקת בשבור אולי, מאחר שרוכת נגוב. אבל אם אין ריח וגוב במקימה שמירה, לגוב עוד זה תריב לבכל מיניה. אם מודע לתפעת את לא, ולמהן את בדיק עשריה, די לא מבקים בבדיקים. די לא בבדיקים בי. בכל מוקים, די יקרה יסה ואוכל. מי שביטו אגב, אפילו איך עוד מהם מיקורי, יש חיישישין שמונית ורי, חיישישין שמונית ורי, וצורך לנפחו לבודקו, אם שלימו או קשהו, ואם לאו טריפו, in other words, how does he pasken? He paskens like the tour, not like the baleito, who paskens like Rav, but he paskens, the mechaba paskens like Shmuel and Rabiechen, that the pdike is required by Nishmita Agapo, but pdike is effective. Nitsa Agap Shobo, vein yedea, in kenim shritim ishbaro yahakach treim, v'yesh machshirim mikeyach svek sveki, sofi, in other words, shemo nishbarach ashrit, v'im timtzorim ha-kenim shrite, shemo loy nikvore, in other words, if the gap is shobo. Now, so the Shach points out, he raises the question, how does the Mechaber say in Siv Dalet, Nimtza Hagav Shobo, Vim Yedea in Kedem Shritem Nishbaro Hakach Treifo? The implication being that if we knew that it happened Kedem Shritem, it certainly would be Treifo. When the Mechaber, so the Mechaber passed Beferesh in Siv Beis, Vichim Beif, Vim Nechtecho, in Nishbaro Hagav of Kshero, Afro Nishbaro Samach Lechebure. So mainly it's not important whether it was Nishbar, the fracture took place before Shrit or Acha Shrit. Even if we knew that it took place before Shrit, it's still Kshema. So the answer is, so the Shach says, I mean, this is not a portion. Because the Mechaber in Sivbei said, V'yuhu sheshever o etzem achitzein, lo yei beyukets. Shim o yei beyukets, tibodi korei. And there the tibodi korei is not just the Chumre. So that's Miakim, the Bikas Arei. So in other words, the Mechaber has reference to a case where the wind was fractured and it has a sharp point. And the broken bone of the wind has a sharp point. So then the Mechaber says that it body got rei. And suppose the rei got lost, the rei of the orb got lost. So melee, if we knew that this fracture in the wing bone took place before Shchite, and the fracture has a sharp point, and the Reye got lost, so it could be Asura. Because this decay is not just as Mechumre Lechatchile, it's Me'akev Ibn Eved. Now the question arises, suppose we don't know whether the fracture took place before Shrit or Acha Shrit, but the fractured bone has a sharp point. So then it's also clear. So then he says, V'yesh machshir in Sotim, Mikeyach Svekstein. Well, you see, that's what the Shach says. You see if you base. You nimtza agav shom. Ma'ir b'inyan imo yodua shenas mechayim o yotreif, ki shenishukets bishvirem. כאילו הוא עושה סיבייס בחיים כוסר הבח ולקל האק של מקום מוקים תיבודי קוראי לפנינו כאילו סיבייס יש לימה דימי ראה שאין לו ראה לפנינו וזה פושל בלוי כסייף התירס חטוס שכוסר שדיבר המחב לעשה יצחים זה איזה so then ויש מכשירים in such a case מקייח סבק סבק סופי כשהוא נשבע אחר שלי ואם תמצאו לי מהקיילים שריטה, so even though it has a sharp point, it's not a bad eye. Because the sharp point, so the Mechaber says in Sivbeis, then there is a possibility. Maybe the sharp point punctured the ray, if it is somuch liguf, punctured the ray of the oil. But it's a svek svek. V'yeish lismich al zeh. V'yeish lismich al zeh. Lehachshir, v'nishma, do yeish machshirin bilavach. Bilavach. So he says, and so we can be saying mechan deshite, that where it's any yedua, where the kedim shvete nishba, or yachas shvete nishba, or yachas shvete nishba, so then it's muta, because the svek sveki, even though the svek sveki is not a svek sveki, it's a svek sveki. In other words, if you start from one end, you have a svek sveki. In other words, you can say like this, shemo nishba rachas shvete, ואם תמצא לאימא קדם שחיתה שמולי מקווה הרי. So then you have a svek sveki. But if you start from the other end and you say שמולי מקווה הרי. And then אם תמצא לאימא מקווה הרי. So you can't say שמולי נשבר חשבי. You can't say. So it's a svek sveki that is not מסביך. That's why you have two שיטס in it, you see. So the Ramos says, "V'yesh machshirim ki asvek sveke." So if shemo nishbar hashvite bim tibzalim akidim shvite shemo nikvarei v'yesh lis mechalze lehachshir b'nishbar do yesh machshirim b'la'avoch avol ki shenimtza shomut v'lo yadim amikidim shvite lehachshvite yesh lehach b'lem leser. In other words, so we have to say now the bach and the shach actually is the kashe of the Teres Chatos and the Mechaber. So I mean that the Mechaber in Siv Daled, he says himself to what he said in Siv Beis, because in Siv Beis he said that even if we know that the fracture took place in Kidim Shvite, it's still Ksheiro, and even if it is some of the move, so maybe why does, so how can he say that even if we don't know it's straight, it's Ksheiro, even if we know? So the answer is that this Mechaber has reference to the case where the fracture has a sharp point. The fracture is somewhat the roof, and it has a sharp point, and the ray got lost. So then the Mechaber said, so if we knew that the fracture took place before Shvite, it certainly would be Asura. So the Mechaber mentions an additional chiddush, that even if we don't know whether the fracture took place before Shvite or Lacha Shvite, so we also have to be chayishish. Maybe before Shvite, maybe it was Minakei Derei. The sharp point was Minakei Derei. So that this Mechaber Nisiv Daled has to be applied to that situation. But then, when the Ramos says, V'yesh lismich al zeh lehachshir b'nishba, do yesh machshir b'lavoche, so the yesh lismich al zeh of the Ramos could not have reference to a case where the fracture was somewhat removed for him, and it had a sharp point, because in such a case there are no machshir. When is it yesh machshirin? Yesh machshirin, so it's in a case when it doesn't have a sharp point. So in other words, while the mechaber's din has to be applied to a case where the fractured wing bone has a sharp point, so the Ramos din of yesh lismich al zeh cannot apply to a case where it has a sharp point. Because if it has a sharp point, so then it's like Nimtza Shomut. So that's not difficult, because true that the Mechaber, first of all, the Ramah himself in Teres Chatos, so he assumed that this Mechaber doesn't have reference to a case of a sharp point. So maybe we can very well understand as to why the Ramos says, "V'yesh nismechal zeh lehachshir b'nishba, do yesh machshir b'lavoche." So we have the question, but the Mechaber has reference to the case where it has a sharp point. So then, there are no machshir in b'lavoche. There are no machshir. But then, assuming that the Ramos here, even though the Teres Chatos, he assumed that the Mechaber has reference to a case where the fractured wing does not have a sharp point. But assuming that he understood the teretz of the Shach, the Ramo himself understood the Mechaber has reference to the case where the fractured wing has a sharp point. So mainly he mentioned the Yesh Machshirim Mikiach Svech 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 because the Shita of Nisa Veheter and the Nisa Veheter itself holds that we apply such a Svech Svech even though it's not a Svech Svech Misapir because that's not such a level Poshut that is Svech Svech that is not Misapir so it's not a Svech Svech. That's the, so we first mentioned the Shita of the Nisa Veheter. So according to the Isabel Heter, so it would be Muter even in the case that the Mechaber is referring to. That means when the fractured wing has a sharp point. But then he says, V'yesh lish nechal zeh lahachshir b'nishba, where it doesn't have a sharp point. Masha'inke, where it has a sharp point, so then we don't rely on that Tzvek Tzveike, that is not the sample. ויש לי סמך על זה לא לאח שבו נשבע, לא יש מכשיר בלאב אוכל, אבל כשנמצא שומרות, לידינו עם קדם שריטה, לאח השריטה, יש לאח מבלס. איף שהוי או לא עם אקו עמוק, תחס הקונוב, כנגד הרייה, so if the off had a certain bruise, a very deep bruise beneath the wing, that is mamesh, opposite the rayet, there was a bruise, now he only knows that there is a bruise near the rei tachas akono kineged rei but not that there is a make on the rei itself that he doesn't know the only thing that he knows is that there is a bruise tachas akono kineged rei vishomu nutzo ala mako vinofu derech hagageres so by putting a straw into the trachea is so dark, it doesn't blow, so that's a reason. Why doesn't it blow? I mean, after all, it should blow. I mean, if the reye is a completely healthy wound, it should blow. Why is it that Luyoto Ruach and it doesn't blow? So, Yimale, so it is a reye. Yimali became Hamako Mayim, so you should fill it up with water, the Yinafir Bikash, and then you should blow it through the straw, and the straw is inserted in the trachea, the Yinafir Bikash Derech Hagageres, Yim Yivat Bitzua Mayim, and when he blows through the straw that is inserted in the trachea, so then it starts, the water starts bubbling, so that's a raya, where did it start bubbling? Because there must be a nekif in the raya. So in the mele, there is bubbling. So that's a raya that is like. That's a raya that is like. But suppose if it doesn't bubble, so even though there was this light raya, it didn't blow. V'nofru derech hagakeres because dark creates a ruach. So it still is kosher because it doesn't blow. I'm sorry, it doesn't bubble. So the fact that it doesn't bubble is a raya that there is no naked in the rain. Yes. That's right, yeah. That's by Nishmitu Agapo.
Yeah.
That's by Nishmitu Agapo. Here we are talking of the case where it's not Nishmitu Agapo.
Yeah.
What? Yes, so what? Yeah, the Rebbechada paskins like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Most of the Shemim paskin like that. Only the Balito paskins like Rav. Because he isn't Geres Vechinom Rabbi Yechanan. But all that. No, the Ramo is, he also paskins like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. But today, in Rav. But, because of the other Chum of the Ramo, today, since we are not kings, so we may, we'll have to be mafti. Right now, there is one shach we have to go over. It's a very, we discuss this, a very important shach. Now, there are more in the Agoye and Siv Beis. So the Mechaba paskens that Bei Finech Techo Nishbe Vagapo Vashem Afim Nishbe Vosomach Lechibur Alimut, as long as it doesn't have the Shalpon. So the Ramo says V'yesh Esve, without the Shalpon Im Nishbe Vosomach Lechuf, and if it is so somach that it's less than the width of an Agudlo Vitzal. So even without this Chadam, without clotted blood, without clotted blood. So then we are sheish, maybe it's nikvare. So we are sivo in the shach. Because of a bach, we are sheish. Because of marik sheir shlametches, the nisrapi yofe shever or sheva yard of the boko. Now we had that in connection with a break, a fracture in the bone of the leg. So the behemoth is treifu. The behemoth is treifu. So suppose it's nisrapin shever or shever, in other words, if it's completely healed, so then it's ksheo, even according to the psak of the Ramo. Even according to the psak of the Ramo, because the Ramo paskens that even if the eru posol is chefes obey, so he paskens is still awesome, because if there is a naked in the air, because maybe the bone protruded outside, so maybe it's treifa. But if it was healed, shever or shever yad of yibboku, so then it is kosher. So the Bach says, because of my says, din is shever or shever yad of yibboku, kosher afu somach lechibur ebidur. Elo, kibshich mizeh al zeh, if it's not shever or shever, if it's not evenly, if it's not evenly rebound, so they're not in the kosher. Elohim came, Rochek Naguf, Kishir, Rochek Naguf. But what does the Bach say in the name of the Marik? That if it would be the Sheva healed completely the way it is done when you put a fracture in the cast. So then, it's healed completely. I mean, Sheva al Sheva, Yad of Yidubaku. So then, if this happened in the north, if there was a fracture in the wing, somuch ligu, and it's less than Recha Pagudu from the goof, so then it's kosher. That's what the Marik says. And I mean, and it's very mistaken like the Marik, because why does that the Ismaimen say that by off, if it is Nishba Somach Liguf, that within the Recha, less than the Recha Vagudu, from the Guf, so then it is straight. Why? So then it has a deal like Shomot. And why is it also by Shomot? Because of Echshoshe, maybe it was Nikabre. But if it is Nisrape Shever or Shever Yad of Yidipoku, then there is no reason. This is what the Marik says. But, so then this is what the Bach says in the name of the Marik. So he says, Vilese kim be Marik. El Marik mayro oso, Heichado yisahu mishumei vashiyos lechutz, ki nimokim sheise treifo, oi bidafoei, ushori poi, ויהיה נעשה עבר עצמי, ויוסה משום שמו יוצא בחוץ, משום עבר המדוד, וביניקשה איסקושה, כדוי כמה נשים מנהי סיפה, משום אם הוא יצא לחוץ, לא יניקשה שבר על שבר ירד אוף ידבור. So in other words, it's like Shittas Rashi. So Shittas Rashi means that if there is a naked in the air, in the bosom, so even if you have air or bosom, if in a srube, So if it happened to the thigh bone, so then the whole behemoth is straight. And if it happened, let's say, in the bone in the yard, so then the whole behemoth is not straight, but this bone would be also mitzad Abraham Dugu. So that's Rashi Shite. So, but if it was healed, so then even according to Rashi Shite, it's muta, because the fact that it's healed, so it's a raye. It's a raya that it's never yotzal chutz. even though there is a nekef in the pasuk, that because had it been yotzal lechutz at one time in the lifetime of the behemo, so mele it wouldn't heal so well. Shever al shever yad of hidukok. This is what he says. Lomdes applies only to a case where the thing can be trifemisabatsmo, let's say, if the sheva occurred in the time. So then the whole behemoth is like. But the whole behemoth is like. But Eru Bosor is like in the Sunday. But according to Rashi, so even if Eru Bosor is like in the Sunday, but so if there is a nekef in the air and the bosom, so we are chishish, maybe the etzem is yotzer lechutz, and according to Rashi, if it's yotzer lechutz, so then it is treif. Or if the same thing happened to the bone in the yad of the behemo, and the shayla easily got in the bone itself, whether it's also on the score of Ibrahim Dugu, so why should it be also on the score of Ibrahim Dugu, or in connection with the Taibon? Why should the whole behemoth be trained for? Because maybe it was Yotzal Lechutz, and according to Rashi, it's Yotzal Lechutz. So then, even Eru Boso does not avail us. So, Eru Boso Chivne Srubi does not avail us. So melee, if it was healed, Sheva El Sheva Yadav Yidav Boko, so it's a riot. So that's a proof that it was not Yotz Lechutz. So that's only where it's also Mitzad Atzmo. Either Trif is Mitzad Atzmo, or the Yisrael of Ibram Lechai Mitzad Atzmo. Masheinkin in this case, where the Agapo, the wing, was Mishba Sonoch Leguf. So Beimkin Dike Shamos, so it's not that we Achei Sheish, maybe it's a Trif from Mitzad Atzmo. We Achei Sheish, seen.